KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Edigwini Mayor Mkhulisi Kaunda has begun his State of the City address by reassuring residents the city is resolute on tackling the pressing infrastructure challenges.
At the same time, rapid urbanization, severe weather disasters, aging infrastructure making the delivery of quality services to our residents a moving target. However, we remain resolute to tackle our infrastructure backlog. As we mark 24 years of democratic local government, we look back with pride that close to 1 million households in Etegwini municipality now have access to basic services such as water, electricity and tarred roads.
Kaunda says they have a radical program to build infrastructure to meet water and electricity demands of the city's growing population.
Since Etegwini municipality became a metro in 2000, an additional 200,000 households gained access to water and electricity. Today, the municipality has approximately 800,000 households that have full access to water and electricity.
The Department of Health has urged South Africans not to be fooled by fake news on social media advising people to wear face masks due to a COVID-19 Omicron variant during the rounds. The department says the message is fake and first surfaced during the peak of the pandemic. It says while COVID-19 remains present in South Africa, it's at relatively low levels, just like in other parts of the world. At the same time, authorities say the country is entering influenza season and people are advised to get vaccinated. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the legacy of the honorees of the National Order serves as a reminder of the courage and determination needed to build a just and inclusive society. He bestowed the awards on distinguished citizens and eminent foreign nationals who have contributed towards the advancement of democracy at a ceremony in Pretoria today.
By honoring those fallen heroes with national orders, we are saying that no matter how great the passage of time, they have not been forgotten. We also celebrate the democratic gains we have made in enshrining the principle of a free and independent media.
Well, this year's recipients include posthumous awardees. They include anti-apartheid activist Nokutula Simelane, who's received the Order of Luthuli. Simelane, who was a member of the Umkhonto we Sizwe, was abducted in Johannesburg in September 1983. She was tortured, killed and buried by security branch officers. And G7 energy and climate ministers have agreed a time frame for phasing out coal-fired power plants. They've set a goal in the mid-2030s. The move has been hailed as significant by some environmentalists, but described as too late by others. The Group of Seven's two-day meeting in the Italian city of Turin is the first big political session since the world pledged at the COP28 summit in Dubai in December to transition away from coal, oil and gas. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Playing Rafa Nadal in clay, still one of the toughest jobs in tennis, according to Yannick Sinner. Shane Lowry sees his PGA Tour victory last week as the kickstart he needs, and the Mumbai Indians in trouble against the Lucknow Supergiants in the IPL.